Janice Partridge's fancy chewing gum for a loaf of bread. Relenting, she took them out on the square and pointed at the street they were to follow to the seam. Beyond the town center, the seam sprawled out for miles, the regular streets quickly dissolving into a web of smaller, unmarked lanes that rose up and then petered out for no discernible reason. Some boasted rows of worn, identical houses. Others had makeshift structures it would be generous to call shacks. Many homes were so shored up, patched up, or broken down that their original framework was nothing but a memory. Many others had been abandoned and scavenged for their parts. With no grid, no landmark of note, Coriolanus lost his bearings almost immediately, and his unease returned. Once in a while, they'd pass someone sitting on their stoop or in the fate of their homes. None of them looked the least bit friendly. The only sociable creatures were the gnats, whose fascination with his injured lip required constant chewing. As the sun beat down on them, condensation from the melting bag of ice left a splotch on his pant leg. Coriolanus's enthusiasm began dissolving as well. The intoxication he'd experienced the night before in the hob, the heady mix of liquor and yearning, seemed like a feverish dream now. Maybe this was a bad idea. Really? Asked the Janus.